Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, in college basketball, no conference has ever earned 6 top 4 seeds. So you look at the Big 12, they might pull it off. And you think about all these teams, look at the past performances. Like, seriously, when they expanded to 64 and 85, the Big East in 2009 had 16 seed points. They had Louisville, Pitt, and UConn all number one seeds. That was huge. And then they had number three seeds in Nova and Syracuse. North Carolina won the tournament that year. In 21, the Big Ten had 15 seed points. The Big Ten had two number ones, Michigan and Illinois, two teams on the number two line, Ohio State and Iowa. Purdue had a 4 seed, and we all know what happened. Somehow, only the Wolverines got out of the first weekend. In the ACC in 2019, 14 seed points. Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia won it all got number one seeds, while Florida State and Va Tech picked up spots at the number 4 seed. You think of all those conferences before, none of them had a 10-team Big 12 league. You know what I mean? Could the Big 12 end up with 12 seed points? I mean, it's possible. You got all kinds of bubble activity going on with this league. TCU, Oklahoma State, West Virginia are all right there. And, you know, I have gone on record over and over on C2C saying West Virginia does not deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. And you have to wonder if Oklahoma and Texas Tech are going to get lucky. You look at it right now, one bid conferences, there's 22 of those. Locks to be in the tournament, there's 21 of those. Bubble teams, there's 37 teams for 25 spots. You look at teams that should get in, there's probably 16. And teams that have work to do or might not get in, that's 21 teams. Unless they do something to get in, they may not get in. So let's look at all the conferences. Who's definitely getting in? Well, from the ACC, Duke, NC State, Pitt. They're getting in. Pitt won 6 in a row before losing to Virginia Tech on the road. Before that loss, Cable's team was like an 8, 9, or a 10 seed. They're probably going to win 3 of their next 4. They're 19-8 right now, but they're getting in. What about these other teams? NC State's in. They beat North Carolina. They were favored by 3. They got it done, 77-69 on Sunday. So bottom line is they're a like an 8 seed at least. I'm not worried about John Shire's Blue Devils. They're getting in. A 22-point blowout win at Syracuse sealed the deal for me. And they did it against that zone. Duke got tons of rebounds. They got 40% of their misses. I mean, they were crashing the glass. Offensively, they had 10. Duke's probably a 7 or an 8 seed at worst. And remember, they got absolutely screwed with that terrible no call on Filipowski at Virginia at the end of the game. That was a foul. They should have won that game. They got screwed. Now, what about North Carolina? They got tons of work to do. They have to, bottom line, run the table. They got to beat Notre Dame, Florida State on the road, both of them. And they need to beat Virginia and Duke at home. And that gets them in. But they've lost 5 of 6. So what makes you think they're going to win out? They never win every game that they're supposed to. Bottom line, North Carolina has had a crappy season, and they don't deserve to be in the tournament. And frankly, neither does Clemson. They still have games on the road at NC State and Virginia. Those are great opportunities, but those are brutal places to play and win. I don't see them doing it. And they've lost 4 of 5. So what about the Big 12? I mean, it is just absolutely, and we already know that going back to the ACC, that Virginia and Miami are automatically in the tournament. So I'm going to put them in with Duke, NC State, and Pitt. That's happening. The Big 12 locks, Kansas, obviously, Texas, Iowa State, Baylor's getting in. So's Kansas State. They've been unbelievable. And I think that TCU is going to get in. But I have my druthers on Oklahoma State. I think they're tough, but I'm not putting West Virginia in. They are absolutely horrid, honestly. They got smoked at home in Morgantown by 6 to Texas Tech. I mean, that was embarrassing. The Mountaineers are 15-12. That doesn't cut the mustard. They have games left at home against Oklahoma State and Kansas State. They're on the road at Kansas and at Iowa State. They're going to lose both of those games. And I'll tell you what, Kansas State can go in there and beat them. What about the Big East? Well, you know Marquette, Xavier, UConn, Creighton are all getting in. Creighton's been on fire. So you know the Blue Jays are rocking a spot. I'm putting Providence in without a doubt. I think Cooley's Friars have been incredible. They beat Nova at home in Rhode Island by 13. They're probably an 8 seed. They're 15-0 at home. Their best road win was at Seton Hall at the Rock in Newark. But I'm putting them in. Their next big game is coming up at UConn in stores. So what about Seton Hall? Do the Pirates get in? They just lost at UConn by 9. I still like Shaheen Holloway's group. They're 16-12. They're tough. They play everyone tough. They need to beat Xavier in their next game. That's all there is to it. They still got Nova at home, and then their last game is at Providence. So what about the Big Ten? You know Purdue and Indiana are automatic. Northwestern's getting in. That's all there is to it. Maryland with a tough loss in overtime at Nebraska. That didn't help. But I say they're in. I'm putting Iowa in, Illinois, Michigan State. I mean, honestly, how do you keep those teams out? There's no way I'm leaving Rutgers out either. I like Rutgers win by 1 at the Cole in Madison, 58-57 over the Badgers. That was big. What Rutgers really needs to do, Pikel's team, is go 3-1 down the stretch, and then they'd end up 20-11. Now, you might question Michigan State. They're 16-10 after Michigan reeled off a 15-3 run to close the game and beat them by 12 in Chrysler. They have wins over Maryland, Iowa, Rutgers, Kentucky, Oregon. And on the road, they won at Penn State and Wisconsin. I still think Michigan State's getting in that field. They love Izzo. Illinois had some problems. They got beaten at Penn State and edged out at Indiana on Saturday at Assembly Hall. But they played really tough. Iowa had their problems, got whacked at Northwestern by 20. Fran McCaffrey got thrown out of that game. It doesn't matter. I think Iowa still gets in the field. I don't think any thing of Maryland's overtime loss at Nebraska. It is what it is. Maryland still got big road tests at Ohio State and Penn State, and that's after home games against the Gophers and Northwestern. I think Northwestern's been unbelievable in close games. They seem to win them all. They beat Indiana twice. I mean, I think they're getting a 6-7 seed at worst. I got to be honest with you. I'm not putting Wisconsin or Penn State in the NCAA tournament. That's that. So what about the Pac-12? Well, Arizona and UCLA are getting in. Some people think that USC still has a lot to do to get in. I don't buy that. Andy Enfield's team is 19-8. They just had home wins over Cal and Stanford. They still have a tough road trip to play at Colorado and at Utah in Salt Lake. What about Oregon? They just went 0-2 on a road trip into Washington against the Huskies and against the Cougars. They're 15-13. They have to play at Oregon State. They have home games against Cal and Stanford. Remember, the Ducks did blow out Arizona by 19. That's impressive. Utah has work to do. They're 17-11. Their next game is at home against UCLA. That would be huge for Craig Smith's team. They also have a home game coming up against USC. And their finale's at Colorado in Boulder. What about Arizona State? They're 19-9. And all three of their remaining games are on the road. At Arizona, at UCLA, at USC. That is brutal. And I bet it doesn't go well for them. What about the SEC? Well, Bama and Tennessee are automatic. You think Arkansas gets in? Probably. A&M, they got screwed last year. They're probably going to get in this year. They're 20-7. And they've won 5 straight. They got a home game coming up against Tennessee. What about Auburn? They still have rematches against Tennessee and Alabama, and they have a road game at Kentucky and a home date even with Ole Miss, who they'll beat. How do you leave Missouri out? They got wins over Iowa State, Illinois, Arkansas, Kentucky, and at Tennessee. That was enormous. Mississippi State's up next for Mizzou in Columbia. I say Kentucky got in with their win over Tennessee. You know, when you look at the American, Houston's getting in. Memphis probably has work to do. In the Mountain West, San Diego State's in. I give Boise State a bid, and Nevada for that matter. You got to put Gonzaga and St. Mary's in from the WCC, and you got to put FAU Owls in as well.
Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.